The Mishnah Berurah, the look on the Yad Ephraim, the quotes. You know, the Yad Ephraim there says, you don't have to, the cutoff point is not 12, it's 10, but 255 to the sum of the minimum. The Berurah, the look on the Yad Ephraim, the quotes. You know, the Yad Ephraim there says, you don't have to, the cutoff point is not 12, it's 10, but 255 to the sum of the Minchas Kana. So those who can't make it in the morning, for whatever reason, should make it in the early afternoon. And ideally finish by 255, and at least barely should stop at 255. Instead of it in a shul, someone said, what do you mean, I left once? You can, you know, you have a whole meal and you make kiddush in the middle. Poor is not from the cottage, right? He's a man who went to yeshiva. So I said, to that, we don't, that's not an ideal, because you're stuck in that situation. To propose that for everybody, I wouldn't do it. A guy who can't, a guy who comes home from work, that's 4:30, you know, and that'd be the best thing to tell him to do, but that's not ideal, yes.
I was always bothered by the sentence of
sounds good to me. I agree with my Mishnah Berurah. That's right. I don't put it out. Someone is hungry, so he has to go eat. I can't help it. But someone is hungry, he goes to eat. But
if you're making the comparison between Myrick and reading Megillah, the truth is that 99.9% of people eat always the full food before Myrick. So if you always ask every single minute.
You're right, but the meaning is not that way. And hugging his throw, I have Kedusha also, even though I don't really understand. You're right. Logically, you're right. They must go have a Suda before the Megillah. You know how it is. You'll lose the Suda. You get just like getting tipsy, and before you turn around, it'll be all over. It's better to have the Megillah again to get it done. So for those who are hungry, it's not matter how to eat.
And also, the reference to starting the Megillah, you must be
Megillah,
whatever it is. Which night do you start from? The
Rose
night or the
Renatam? The word for
the
Renatam night. We'll lose that. We'll finish the Megillah by Renatam.
I'm not saying 76 minutes. I mean, like, the time appointed to charge closer to the Megillah. Like, in other words, 40 minutes after
sunset. We call the Megillah in my shul at 6:20. We call it. We always start a few minutes late because it wasn't late time. Figure out when is the Shkia. That's about 40 minutes of the Shkia time.
So
we can basically, what's the difference? Another 10 minutes. What's
the difference?
You're right, maybe. Whatever. No rush. Those who have to eat, you go eat. That's all. Well, I don't understand it. There's some posts I can't figure it. I don't understand it. There's some posts who say if you're very shvach and you can't fast so long, so you should read the Megillah early. It's like I'm in the Hanan. Pilei ployim. I don't understand.
Why?
No, I don't understand that. If I care, he eats to read the Megillah of his man. Eat, because you just said, what's the big deal? I don't understand it.
That's the point.
I don't ask it. It shows how big this minig is. I don't understand it. I can't believe it. But that's what it says.
I wouldn't have. Drink.
Well, could be.
Is it
so what's the matter that
my
I thought people were going to eat before that too?
Could be,
you're right. Could be. Rosh Hashanah was a rabbi in a community. He said, look, he went with the din. And Rosh Hashanah was too smart. If you tell people that din, they'll get drunk and they'll miss the Megillah completely. Someone told me that it was the case last year, the case, 13 years ago, when Purim was on a Friday. Somebody told me a story yesterday. Purim was on a Friday, and he was at some Rosh Hashiva's house, maybe Yerushalayim or that. The guy who said. Whoever it was, I don't remember the story. And they couldn't get the people up for Meyer Friday night. They were so stone drunk. Couldn't get them up to Davin Meyer Friday night. I mean, you know? Okay. Let's go. Yeah. have a lot to do. A lot to do. We have only 2 days. We didn't start yet. This is preliminary, Josh. We're waiting for you. Chazara starts on Tuesday, Mr. Shem. There's a lot to do in these 2 days. So pack it in. Tuesday, the early Shia. It's a Thursday schedule. I guess a 10:45. I guess. And I got a little earlier. We'll see. All right. So we won't stop. You finish 10:15, right? We won't stop before 10:30, okay? Sure, come on. Maybe we'll start 10:30 at Tuesday to give us an extra time. Rabosai. The Mordechai, the world-famous kasha. Absolutely famous, world-famous kasha. Which you can find here, literally on the last printed page of the Mordechai, page 76. Tenth line, first column. Someone changed the gears and put in Pesach. The Ochlan. The Imtomar, or Ain't Machlik Pesach Lia Kokach. From in increases your knowledge, Shiru Chachomim Zayn Pesach Lia Machlik Yosim Bibes Dacin, Heinrich Pesach. How do you fit 3 days in your mouth at once? The Shloma Hani Milik Shochel Sholin. Akshu Marusuk. This is full of Kedushin. Those 3-4 lines have 5 or 6 Kedushin deploying in Aroyim, Tamuim, I might say, in the Mordechai. Unbelievable stuff. Unbelievable. First, Kazayas Karosis. Wah! So the big day Yesh, I ask, this is called new test. Ain't he Yodea Minayelo Kazayas? Lahuska Baposkim? The Adrab. Armina the Gemara, Alisha Inish Mara Bacharol says, Dilmag of Kulye Aliebe. Uli Tamzek, Kosta of Rabbi Ben Yonah, Chitzorach Lenara Harol. May all of today shall use Basil Tam Rivusuk, a much less of a tour, and it's more than Shimonaro. To shake it off, not left for the Kazayas. The Yavsha, the Rasalom, the Tsar of Lito Kazayas Harol, Shishka Bahamora, the Losi Yokal Kazayas Harol. Bata, wait a minute. So that's the case, what's the Kasha? So what's the Mordechai's kasha? What's the big yeshim shot in the Mordechai? You have to dip it into the kazayas and then you shake it off. So what's the kasha? So some Achronim, I think maybe the Seder Harach said of shot, that the kasha would be that even though you shake it off, it's going to be something left. I'm not going to shake it off completely, but if the base of Leah is only mocked with 2 kazayas, so the kazayas mocked the kazayas more is exactly, and whatever kairosis you have on the, any little bit that's left is going to go over the limit. It's going to go beyond what you can fit. So they will have to ready a kasha. Don't have 3 full kazayas to be a kasha. As long as anything more than 2 kazayas have to be ready a kasha. Yeah, Lord. Not going to be shot. If the kazayas will leave you hanging. As you put it, you dip it into kazayas, you shake most of it off. So what's the Mordechai's kasha? 3 kazayas? So the answer was given, it doesn't mean 3 kazayas. The 2.5 kazayas was also a kasha. Because they went with the assumption that the shear of a kebeta is a shear of 2 kazayas. And if anything more than 2 kazayas, it's already a question. You know, it's not 3 kazayas. That could be shot in the big Yeshua's interpretation of the Mordechai. Fine. That's Kiddush number 1. Kliya Tuma. You have to have eat a kazayas of Haroset, and the big Yeshua tries to downplay it. Say, no, there's no such mitzvah. All he meant was you shake it off, you left it a little bit. Even that little bit is enough to put you over the limit. Okay. That's one way out of the problem. The last one, the big answer, the Rashal Mochak Min HaSefer HaKazayas Harosis. He crossed it out. What did he put in instead, presumably? It's probably the change that we have in our print. No what? Kazayas Pesach. Of course, Kazayas Pesach, then it's not a question for today. The question for when? This man, what? The Beis HaMikdash HaKayim. Then it wouldn't be a question today. The truth of the matter is, if you leave in Harosis, then this man, the Beis HaMikdash HaKayim, of course, how many Kazayas did you have? 4. Wow, that's a real humdinger. Matzah, Maror, Pesach, Karosin. That's a mouthful. That's a lot. But all right, so he says it doesn't mean Karosin. He puts it instead, presumably, the carbon pesach. I want to tell you that in the Trumas Adeshin, who lived already many hundreds of years ago, presumably had an accurate rendition of his Mordechai, he had Kazayas Karosin. None of this changes the carbon pesach. So you have to assume that he had it right. You have to assume he had it right. Pashas. Okay. Now, at one, we see klar from this Mordechai, another Yechidus Sifla. He's supposed to eat everything with Vatachas, to swallow it at once. Where did that come from? Where does this come from swallowing everything at one time? Where does it come from? Oh. So on a level of the Chatzila, it may come from an Ofen of Gemara, although even that's not exactly clear. Where's the Ofen of Gemara? The Gemara we saw, Kuf Yudal and the base. Keep your hands in the Mordechai, come back to it. Kuf Yudal and the base, please, just turn. If you don't mind. Kuf Yudal and the base, we are taught a Braisa. The Braisa says, oh, Tanya, about a little less than halfway down the page. Achol and Zema, Yotza. Achol and Velom, Miskaven, Yotza. Achol and Lachatzoin, Yotza. Uvulvash, Lo Yishav, and Achila, Lachaver, the Yotza, Vichavei, Achila, Kras. Now, wait a minute. When it says the word Yotza, what's the connotation of Osai? What's the connotation? Yotza, what? Add a word. Vidyevet, Demai. Obviously, Vidyevet, no, Demai is Machol and Sasuris, basically. What else? Velom, Miskaven. Obviously, Vidyevet, remember the Ram. The Balamora quarters from Rabbi Gaon. Here you're missing ancient of Kavana, but the Chatzila, the Sunday of Kavana, just leave the Vilna Gaon to the conclusion, based on this Brisa, that if you have a Kazayas Bechtei Achilas Pras, you're only Yosef B'di'evet, not the Chatzila, which might lead you to the conclusion of the Chatzila, you should have the entire Kazayas Matawat. What? The Vatachas. But I'm not convinced, I'll tell you why. In my opinion, you could say, I couldn't see it in print this time, but if you find it, let me know where it is. I'm pretty sure someone said it before me. Acholim lachatzoin could mean if you eat it in two halves. You can take a break in between. I eat epikazayim. Then I tell a story. And a minute later, I eat another epikazayim. That's acholim lachatzoin, which would only be the other. But if I eat straight, that's a wife, my mother. I eat straight. Oh, Rashi said it's a pretty good source. Rashba. Acholim lachatzoin. I know I saw it somewhere. I didn't look at the sign. Chassi Zayin, that's right, you're probably right. That's where I made sure I got it from. I'm looking for some opera somewhere. I have it sometimes. I'm looking for some 20th century sayings. The Rashbam, you're right, though. The Rashbam is pretty mafurish. Achol lachatzoyim. Chassi Zayin to Pam Rishon, Chassi Zayin to Pam Sheini, even more, Mary. We proved, I told you about Morrow because of the Kavon issue. I told you it was the Rabban, the Sugi was the Tosin Rosh Hashanah, Kochet. We discussed that last week. But in any event, the Rashbam is mashma, you have Pam Sheini, there's a break in between. But I just keep eating. But I have no break in between. I don't swallow the one shot. That might be milachatchila. Yes?
Maybe.
Okay, it's not mukhruch. You're right. Could be. I'll call upon him. If you go with this Gemara, you still have no right to the Mordechai. Just swallow it all in one shot. If you have a right not to take a break in between. You know, take a 2-minute break or a minute break. Between one half and the other. But they have to swallow the whole thing in one shot. Where does it come from? The truth is, I think yes. My opinion is not, I don't recommend to do what the Mordechai says. I know he quotes. I told you not to do it. It's Shalok Kederach Achilosu Kaman. Just put so much into it. Our Shiur. So, I mean, just to figure it out. Our Shiur, so just you put all that, so half a mouth in your mouth and one, swallow it at once. Precious, I can't have to go. There, I'll sell them. And I'm sure I told very busy paper tonight. People follow the Mordechai Shita. I keep hearing the Hatzolah coming out. Follow the Mordechai Shita and then he's going to pick him up from the floor. I mean, really? But if you forget that, I'm not sure local Derech HaKhir can be not even Yotzi at all. Oh, wait a minute. So why should he require this in the first order? Mikroi Kodesh, I answered this, he had an interesting interpretation. He quotes it from the Yeruchim official parallel. I told you who he was. He wanted a parish of the Savior of Israel, Saja Gaon. There's one line on top of Saja Gaon and 150 lines of a Yeruchim official parallel. And the back of the Sefer Mitzvah of Saja Gaon, you think, oh, Saja Gaon with three such big books. He wrote one page, and that one page is strengthened over three big books. Doesn't matter, it's Gevaldik Gatara anyway. He was a real tremendous person. He just told him he was in Yerushalayim, in front of Tzipet and Frank. He quotes the saying, Shad Abed Neritzva in Yevamis. The Ritzva in Yevamis says in Kuv Gimel, the Cholta Nalo Me'araglo, as far as Khalif is concerned. So the Gemara says there in Yevamis, it does not have to be the Nal, the shoe which belongs after to the Yavam. It could be someone else's shoe. The Farish of Gemara. The Ritzvah says that despite that fact, that the Farish of Gemara, nevertheless, ideally, a person should use the shoe which belongs to the Yavam. Why? Shutos HaMikra. A new word to Ritzvah. With the Rabbana, it's preferable to fulfill the mitzvah to Shutos HaMikra, according to the simple interpretation, as opposed to according to the interpretation which is given by Chazal, unequivocally, undisputably. Nevertheless, some kind of preference for the Rabbana to fulfill Pshuto Shemikra. They should have used this shoe which belongs to the Yavam, even though according to the scripture of Allah, there's nothing wrong using somebody else's shoe. That's the mitzvah of the Bava's Kufkinu. So the Ruchel Fischel Prono says also here, that you have to eat mat. It's a simple reading of the word eating, it's eating one shot. You tell me, Kadei Achilas Pras, where's that come from, Kadei Achilas Pras? Where'd that come from? That's a halacha l'moshe misina, he said. It's a halacha l'moshe misina, you have a certain amount of minutes. We'll discuss it at a greater length later, after the Kinnah. Whether it be 2 minutes, or 4 minutes, or 9 minutes, or whatever it may be, but it's a certain shear. That's how halacha l'moshe misina. It's not Pshuto Shemikra, as Ruch official parallel says. So you're supposed to do things according to Pshuto Shemikra. The ideal way to do things is to eat the kazayas in one shot. Ad kan, the interpretation of every Ruch official parallel. Wow! Unbelievable. He quotes another thing, another source. Unbelievable source. The Gaonim, I quoted by the Ramban, you might call this the Chumrah of the century, and I kid you not. I don't know the Chumrah of the century, of the millennium. Yeah, of the millennium, this would be. The Gaonim say, Rashi quotes it in the Gemara and rejects it, that a woman, when she has to go to the mikveh, she has the status of a zava, and nowadays all women have a status of a zava, but the Rabbanan, if you learn from Nidashirim, from the Kenosu, from the Ratzman, the whole story, she has to be tovelas in Mayim Chayim. I don't mean the Satma Seltzer. I mean the Mayim Chayim means a water which is a brook, a spring, as opposed to our mikveh, which are make shaman. According to this Gonim, at first glance, if you look at it straight, it sounds like all of the women that go to mikveh today, I mean, at least on the Rabbana level. On the right, so they're probably most of them are either anyway, so it's okay. But on the Rabbana level, they went in salsa. They weren't terrible properly. They didn't go Mayim Chayim. So, Rabbi Ruch official felt that can't be. How can it be? It's against the Beferish of Tosefta. Tosefta, I think it's in the Gil, I think. That's where it's Ain Bain. Ain Bain this, the Bain this. That's where it comes up. So the Rabbi Ruch official felt, no, not that they said that the Akev is the Yevin. Mayim Chayim. Chas v'shalom, and all the women is not there. It's a question. It's Vila, Chas v'chalila, attention thing. It says, Chumra, Hidah, there, Ba'alma, to be Yotzi, Pshuto Shemikra. If you look, Pasha Pshat, Pshuto Shemikra, and the end of Pasha's Mitzorah, coming up soon, it says that the Pshesh, she goes to make up the Mayim Chayim. So the Ramban of Chumash says so. But in the Chanan, the Pshuto Shemikra is Mayim Chayim for the Zavah. But the Chazal of Adrosh, it's not so. She can go in any world. Only a Zav requires Mayim Chayim. We don't have Zav nowadays. Males, they all tell me anyway, it doesn't make much of a difference. Doesn't make much of a difference. It makes a difference if you want to go on Harabayim. You want to go on Harabayim, you have to get rid of the Tumah Zav. They come to Rabbi Goren. They once went on Harabayim, the famous incident of many years ago, that he went to the mikveh before he went out. I think maybe he went out to go to Mayim Chayim. In the case of some, some say we all have Tumah Zav, you know, someone said, we're always Tumah Zav because there's Manazer, every Amoris was a din of Tumah Zav. So I guess it depends if Rabbi Goren is Amoris or not. It depends on the how you define Amoris with Manazer. What does it mean? How much Torah, you know? Who knows? I'm just confused. There's some jokes on the side. So I told Panim, the din is seriously that the Pshat and the Ramban, it sounds like, that's Pshuto Shemikra. So here too, you have by Chalitza of a Nalo, you have the Mayim Chayim by a Zava. Here too, Achilas Matzah, the Vatachas is Pshuto Shemikra. That's what the Rabbi Yochanan official Perla said. The Brit Gerov has a world famous comment over here. And it's printed in the Mikroi Kodesh too, so I have to say. The Brit Gerov says like this. What a beautiful, beautiful explanation. Shulchan Aruch quotes, you should have the Kazayin Matzah B'Vatach. Maybe two Kazayin, we'll come to it later. The Brit Gerov, he thinks it's not so. It's a mistaken conclusion reached from this Mordechai. I mean, the Chorfa Kalma Chaim. Mad of the Mordechai says, you have to have three Kazayin B'Vatach, Matzah, Morer, and Karos, and Pesach, maybe four. Kalma Chomer, you have to have the one kazayin from Vatachas of Matzah. But the risk of it's no kavachomer. Is the only reason why the Mordechai requires Matzah Moro Charosas, or Matzah Moro Stam, or Matzah Moro Petah, the Vatachas, Fakert, is only because of Koret. What does Koret mean? Al Matzah Moro Mechul, that's been Achilas, Matzah Moro Ki Echad. The risk of all the definition of Ki Echad is to eat it in one shot. Has to go down your base of Leah in one shot and do that critical point in the throat. Has to all be there together. If it's not all there together in the base of Leah in one shot, you can't label this kiyakas. What do you mean? Korach matzah b'yorah b'yokah b'yachas. Not b'yachas. So that's why Dr. Korach has to squeeze in. But the original matzah and the original morah, take your time. Relax. You have to back your fast. You have 2 minutes. As many minutes as you want. We'll get to that topic later, I told you. You have time, plenty of time. There's no need to do the Vatachas. Yeah, the biscuit is a classical biscuit Torah. Dalvar of Tiachat is to make a serum between the Matzah and the Morah. But Matzah, Stephan, and Morah doesn't have to be in one shot. Yeah. The David asks, it's a big deal. Do it, swallow it in 10 different bites. The first bite is 1/10 of a kazai of Matzah, 1/10 of Morah. And the second is 1/10, 1/10, the third 1/10 until you finish. That's David's cash. That's a good cash. That's a good cash. That's a good cash. Yeah, so the Britska Rav is the Dayak from the Lashon of the Mordechai. I asked you to take a look in. Back here. Rabosai, you didn't lose the place, did you? Page, you can't miss it. Page 76, the last page. Don't just walk in, but the last page of the Mordechai. The Britska Rav is the Dayak from the Lashon of the Mordechai over here. He says, Korcha the Vasachas, the Ochon Kirish, Hoyanotel Kazayis Matzah, the Kazayis Morah, the Kazayis Taroset, the Ochlon. What does that mean? Korcha the Vasachas, the Ochlon. So what does that mean? What it means is as follows. You have to, the Dafka, have the entire Kazayis mixed together, that's a lot. What does Mohela do? Hoya Korah Matzah Morah Ba'Ochlon B'Yachad. If the first two official challah says Kricha, and for it to be considered a Kricha, it has to be on Matzah and Morah together. And Ba'Ochlon B'Yachad has to maintain it together. This is the entire Kazayas of Matzah, the entire Kazayas of Morah. Wild. Absolutely wild. Absolutely wild. Now, look, I can't believe this book. I just don't believe it. I can't believe it. But that's what it says in the Mordechai. It says so. And again, I don't recommend it because I'm afraid of Eish Takana. And B, Shaloka Derech Achila. Or something called Achila Gasa. You really mean Shaloka Derech Achila. Now, Rabotai.
Any time that
you need Achila, I say, you should do the Achila. Look, Achila, because of your official parallel. Right, because of your official parallel, Achila. You should have, in fact, the Kazayas always in one shot, ideally. Ideally the Chaskila, but I think, you know, we don't do the Chaskila at the expense of Ikar Adin. This is the Chila Gatso, or the local Derech Chachila, and it depends on what food, you know. A Kazayas with ice cream is about Sachat. No problem, huh? Huh? What do you say? Ice cream. Ah. But matzah. Woo. Matzah. That's not ice cream. That's not apple fair. Kazayas is jello with about Sachat. Oh. You know, chocolate pudding. You know, but this is a matzah, it's hard, bristle, it's hard to eat about the one shot. Yeah? Right. So it's not enough to take three, a third of a kazayas, a pesach, a matzah, and mora, and a karos, and put them together, another third of putting them together. You have to put all three together. Three full kazayas and karachas. And once you're all three together when they're karachim, you do have to stay together when you eat them. That's
what I'm asking is, like, you can eat a sandwich, right? You can have a long, like, something sandwich. Yeah. So it has all, you know, 27 kilations, and you eat it. So you get that bite of everything as you chew it. So why is it the
sandwich? Right, good question. Right, that's another good question. Right, so Yoshua's like this. Granted, the brisker is right. It's not enough to take one-third matzah, one-third kazayas matzah, one-third kazayas morah, and then eat them, and then one-third, and eat them, one-third, and eat them. That you can't do. Nania, granted, the brisker is right. Take a full kazayas of matzah, a full kazayas of morah, put them in a sandwich, and then nibble it a little bit at a time. What's wrong with that? You're right. That's not so plush, not so clean unless the Mordechai that says, why that should be good. I guess the Brisker Rav assumes the Mordechai holds, it has to maintain a togetherness somehow straight through to the eating process. Look, I can't do better than that. That seems to be shot with Mordechai.
Even when we eat Korah, a lot of times the matzah breaks up anyway.
Yeah. We'll get to that a little later. Rabotai. Now, the Magen Avraham says that you should at least put the whole kazayas in your mouth in one shot. You have to chew it up and swallow it gradually. At least it should be in your mouth in one shot. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Why? So the Kroy Kodesh there explains the one I asked you to see based on the Chok Yaakov. Chok Yaakov says that the reason why it's supposed to be the first matzah, the second matzah, the one time, we'll get to that a little later, is because of a chashash of hefsek. Hefsek between the bracha and the mitzvah. So it's kind of a chiddush. As far as hefsek in the bracha and the mitzvah, perhaps it's sufficient to put in your mouth. Once you put it in your mouth, it's already the beginning of the achila, and it's not considered to be a hefsek anymore. And he gives the precedent from the Magen Avraham, Kuf Sam of Zion, Sipkot Tez Zion, it goes to Shalom. Shalom HaKadosh. People think Shalom is only Kabbalah. Shalom is with the God of Ador and Halacha. The Shalom says that if Halacha Lamaisa, it can happen. Now, ideally, you should never do this. Something happens, but it happens so frequently. You're starting to chew something, make a broccoli, make a bird break, you're starting to chew the apple. And then somebody asks you a question. You haven't swallowed anything yet, still chewing. So you answer. So no. You're not supposed to answer something that's gone down your throat. But bid the effort. If someone did answer while chewing. So this is Mogadar Rokos, the Shalom says, well look, he's already chewing it, he already started the eating process by chewing. So then bid the effort, you're not to make the bird break all over again. So by the same token over here that Rabbi Kroy Kodesh suggests, as a shot, you put it in your mouth, so at least the eating process has begun, and once the eating process has begun, so then, you know, good question. Two questions. One, three questions. One, what is all comparison about? That's not a question. Footnotes four, they have to look, ask a different question. At the moment I've run back in Kuf Samach Zion, harder than the Shalom. Back at your quote, the moment I've run, quoted a Shalom back there, the president, there he argued on the Shalom. That's footnote four's question. That's a good question. I have another question. Because there, the Magen Avraham says you have to chew the loe, chew it. Here, it's not about chewing, just put it in your mouth, it's putting it without chewing it. So that shot is a bit of a difficult interpretation. So he thinks in footnote four, the grandson of the Pesach, Frank, a different shot, which is a little bit better, based upon the Bach. And the Shara, see it quotes here, in the Sifat Vos, is as follows. You know, really you're supposed to fulfill the mitzvah the right on the Prusa. Right? We saw the one Kuf Tezav of Ma'oni, the Prusa, Lechem Oni, to be the Prusa. That's the split matter. That's the second matter. On the other hand, A, Ma'vin Ala Mitzvah. You can't skip over mitzvahs. We'll get to that later. There's a Mordechai about it. Shouldn't skip over the first matter either. So what do you have to have? You have to have a combination of both. For the purpose, of a mavir and ala mitzvahs, it's enough to put it in your mouth. That explains why it doesn't say anything about chewing. Four halves of bracha, you need chewing. It doesn't say, and plus the auditors, plus the nikodai, what Noam says. With his, I think footnote four, with all due respect, I think the grandson sounds better than the grandfather sounds. I'm sure the grandfather wouldn't mind, but father was kind of looked a bit over Farina. He was, my grandson is a better shot than me. Gewaldic. I hope my grandson's a better shot than I do. I hope so. In his father, my grandson would say, shot, he's a better than mine. He just slug me up. Let's say, we don't your pshat is shver. Say a better pshat. That's what everyone wants. Yeah? Sure. The grandfather of Chief Petra Frank of the Kroy Kodesh and pshat, the one, is based upon the moment I've drawn back Kuf Sam of Zion. That shouldn't be a considerate of hefsek. So there, quotes the Shalom, says, when you start chewing, it's already, in the middle of the apple, you started to chew, you don't make a new bar of bread, because for the Evan, the easier of hefsek is taken care of. We have three conscience. Noam asked, when you're Kazayas for? I ask, when you're chew for? I mean, if I can, they have to chew, he doesn't require to chew. And the grandson asked, that there you are going to show up. So, three strikes you're out for that kind of shot. So the grandson has a good shot. He put those four. His shot is, it's not because of a hefsek. No. They might be on the mitzvah, which is the box and the Sharatian quotient. For that purpose, you don't have to chew. For that purpose, you need a kazayis. And for that purpose, you didn't argue the shalom. Different idiot. That solves all the problems. I mean, it's a little bit better. Now, the brisker raw, the soul was posh of shot, believe it or not. If his mana is dead, it's old master Mar is only a zechel and mizrish kehillah, as we know. But the mana bai is a serious stuff. According to one day, it's ma'akev. The Rabbeinu Zavid, it's ma'akev, Ramban. It's ma'akev according to Hillel. The posh, according to the brisker raw, you had to have a lot of practice before Pesach. We had mini courses going all over Yerushalayim. Learn how to swallow three kazeis at once. In three easy lessons. Hatzalah standing nearby, right outside. I mean, I had to have it. I wasn't going to do it for the Brisker Rav. It's my hockey. Sorry about Purim. Your butt's mini course. How do you swallow three kazeis for one shot?
The
base lady, very good Haggadah.
You chew it all up and have a big pushing it out. And
we have the same thing, we saw it all the time. Kule, hi, kule. I mean, you have to do it. So I don't know how to do that. I don't think I can do that. Yes?
You know,
when
you're
not,
they have a person
to know the
right?
No. The So that's the Mordechai's kasha. That was his kasha. So how do you do such a thing? I don't know. It sounds like it's ma'akev, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Kitzer, this is it's fascinating Mordechai. Absolutely fascinating. Fascinating thing. The poskim say, look, this man is dead. The whole thing's only a day of the mikdash anyway. It's not going to carry it away. And so I don't tell people to have a good time. It's just a precedent for it. Precedent. And it's quoted by the Mikroi Kodesh. As far as Hatseva is concerned, does Korach require Hatseva? Shulmanorah says yes. But the Prichodesh says for the Evid, no. No. It's only a Zechel and Mikdash. You know, to be so excited. So, that's very good. That's a Prichodesh. I'm talking about Prichodesh. So I think you're right, Noah. I think you're right. It all depends on the Prichodesh Shaila. Oh, well, actually, it really depends on the Shulmanorah Shaila. Is it really only a Zechel and Mikdash? Is it a Zechel and Kalma'ot? Or is it a real stuffing? The Prima Gunna made it dependent upon the two, and then Pesach Matzavar and Matzavar. That's what I thought. Exactly what Noam said. Of course the Shulchan Aruch is a real stuffing for Arayim. The Shulchan Aruch said it's a bracha of Al-Achilas Matzav and Achilas Maro. Go on the Korech also. And if you're not supposed to speak between the bracha and the eating of the Korech, and that's what all day for the skill is a little bit of question according to the Bira Lacha, then it's Taka's in. Then you have to really try very hard to swallow it all one shot. But if you hold on to the other post, you will say, come on, it's only a Zechel of Mikdash. A Zechel of Mikdash in a different sense. Not that the Mechayim is a Zechel of Mikdash and the nature of the mitzvah is Matzah and Morah. No, the whole mitzvahs are considered a Zechel of Mikdash. It's a new mitzvah. And a new mitzvah, as we shall see, has been almost been davka different details by Sfira. According to one day in Sfira, you count as Manasseh only days and not weeks. Why Zechel of Mikdash? So what? It costs you extra time, an extra 3 seconds to say, no, but Zeichel and Mikdash is Bedavka done differently than the original din. Because the Zeichel and Nebuch, now we don't have what they used to have. The Bedavka are different. It's an interesting thing from the Kuda. Anuchu says, the Bedavka are different than Zeichel and Mikdash. That's why the Omer is, they didn't count them the weeks. See, here too. You can say Bedavka are different. You don't have to have that Sefer. You don't have to have a Bracha. That's a Bekorah from Oakland below Bracha Bedavka. And maybe you wouldn't have to have the Vasakas anymore. Could be. It could be. Of course, I'm sorry. That could be. That would be a bigger chumrah. That could be that kind of thing. The other way around. Could be right. All right. Any questions? If you have a question, ask. This is the time. Good time for questions right now. Okay, no questions. We're going through the details of Korach. How do you do Korach? What is Korach anyway? When I grew up, Korach was a sandwich. A kricha. I think it's like modern Hebrew, but they call it sandwich. But if not for that, when I grew up, they called it a kricha. But look at Rabbeinu Chananel, please. Please give a look at Rabbeinu Chananel. Kuf, Ches, Vav, Amen. How do you go about this kricha anyway? There's one critical word, seven lines to the bottom of the Rabbeinu Chananel, Kuf Vav Amud. What's the key word? Key letter, actually. Ah, exactly. Ah, exactly so. What ah is he referring to? Ah, Mata. The Rav says, V'hoda Korach Le'lemara Ah, Mata. Which I would translate, you wrap the mora around the matzah, on the matzah. Don't forget, what is mora, basically? Letters. Okay, you keep asking that question. Well, I'll be patient, we'll get to it. I promise you, you'll find a shocking answer to that question. But for the moment, he had letters and he wrapped it around the matzah. That was Korach. That's how the Rav understands. So, that's what he says, wrap it around. Seder Aruch says what Yeshua said. That was very nice. That was very nice. Well, we had lettuce. But if you use horseradish, you can't wrap the horseradish around the matzah. So what do we do? It's an interesting question. So some say you have to have the moror on top of the matzah. That's how they use the Haggadah, Moaz, the Muzman, and the Dayak, and the Chinuch. Shadi had the moror munach ala matzah. Not around, but on top. And Yeruch HaShulchan is, of course, the famous meal which we have. Sandwich. We're Americans. We like sandwiches. A tuna fish sandwich. And a peanut butter sandwich. And then it's a Mara sandwich. That's how we do it. Mara on the bottom. Excuse me. Oh, sorry. That's kind of hard. Matzah on the bottom. Mara in the middle. And matzah on top. A real sandwich. If I saw the Seder Aruch, he quotes one opinion that says the Dafna sandwich. Why? Because it used to be Pesach, Matzah, and Mara. Three. Now they no longer have the ability to have Pesach, but the one of the matzahs is somewhat kiviyachol a standard for the original Korban Pesach. Wow. It was not right. The Dafka have a three-tiered sandwich as opposed to two tiers. Can you imagine that? That's wild. I saw that photo of it. No, I guess when they had the Korban Pesach, they had like a matzah at the bottom, like you have a ripsteak sandwich. Well, with lamb chop. If you have a lamb chop sandwich, it's matzah. You take a piece of matzah at the bottom, lamb chop, and you put lettuce on top. Amish, you have it in a fancy restaurant. That's what you used to have. Ketchup, I don't know. I didn't say that. Mustard, caramel, but I don't think they hated them. They hated too, since we can't have the matzah, we can't have the wasp, the Korban Pesach. If you have an extra matzah, it's almost a standard. That's what he quotes in one opinion. Yeah?
I remember
when they decided
that they were making their own handmade
their own boxes.
Noodle.
And
my
lamb came out
cussable. They weren't brittle at all. You can actually sort of roll up something in it like
an Easter birthday.
Okay. I was
never so good at this matzah. We're afraid you don't bake it down, they cover cut themselves. If you find a little soft piece in your matzah, all the alarm bells go off. The briskets burn their matzah for that reason. Burn. Make sure. Yeah. Why? Yeah, but even so, you're right. As a matter of some person asked the question, why have to bother having so many different times of matzah? It gets us to stomach sick. Just have matzah kazayis, then lorah kazayis, and have the korach and have the korban together. Good question. So some answer like this. You want to have time matzah with the pin. Tell us the sukkah. If you have pearl, what will it be? Time matzah with maru. It's more than the stronger taste, but that's the best answer. I'll give you other answers. But it's a good question anyway. Okay. We're on both sides. Should we dip in a charosis or not? What do you do? Do you dip your karach in charosis? Do you remember from last year? Yes or no? But what everybody who has, I'd like everybody if possible to open a shulchan aruch. If you have one, just see inside what it says. If you have one, there's a bunch of them over here. One. Even a regular shulchan aruch will have one. Here's a Mishnah Berurah, anybody wants? Look on a few people. What else? An aruch ha-shulchan, even one. An aruch ha-shulchan, someone take in. Here's a regular shulchan aruch, come on. Everybody take. Rabbi side, take. There should be a few copies here. Any more? That's it. Let's take Aruch HaShulchan, he also quotes it. Here we go. Tav Ayin Hey Siv Aleph. Tav Ayin Hey, this is going to be the critical sif for the rest of today and tomorrow. That's what kind of this one sif. Okay? This you should know by heart. Well, I don't mean it literally. But you should know this inside out. It's this, okay? Says the Mechaber, on the top of the line of the first, well, you have different versions. The last half of the Sif. Mechakach, no tel matzah shlishis, vosei amimena, v'korach leim amoror, v'tovlo v'charoses, lo and behold. The Mechaber says it's tovlo v'korach and charoses. Why not? That's what I would have said. Right? Mr. Brooks explained that you're Zion. Makes sense, no? Sherry Kriecha Zui Zechel and Miklish Kehilo. If you have a regular Shulchan Aruch, you may find it in the Parshim into. So why not? Said the Ramah. The Yesh Omrim, the Ein, the Tolo. The Chain, who be Min Hagin. The Chain, Ra'isi, no Hagin. Not to be told with the Korach and the Haros. Mr. Brewer doesn't like it so much. He could get the Arishona. Why not? I'll tell you why not. There are two reasons given for dipping in Haros. What are the two reasons? Rabosa, we discussed it at length. We have to review Kama. Kappa? What does Kappa mean? What does Kappa mean? Some kind of strong, at the machlok, their parasitic worm. It was a question, how do I eat that? The question of Shirosh and Toloyim. Or it means the the strength of the lettuce itself, pungency, whatever you want to call it, it can be dangerous. Well, the Yerushalmi is the Farish, that you have your charzeres with nama, with bread or with matzah, some other kapha neutralized. Don't ask me the science, I don't understand it. It's up in the Yerushalmi. Mr. Brubin, I don't remember. So then if you have it together, there's no need to dip it into the charos, if that's the reason. Oh, that's the sum of the pshat in the Ramah. So what's pshat in the Mechaber? Pasha pshat in the Mechaber over the other opinion. That charos is a mitzvah, teichel the tid, teichel the what? Tapuah, all kinds of other things. And therefore, bedafna should be put in, even though there's no problem of kappa. That's what I thought the machlokas about Mechaber and the Ramah. But the chor is another napkin. How much of the Mara must be teivel? Must you be tovel the entire Mara, or tovel over a little bit of the Mara? That's the mashmos of the Gemara, that's called tetzvav. Take a look over here, we'll say. We haven't even learned a piece of any Gemara in a while. What's how far we have the Gemara so far? It's curious. Oh, we finished Hillel, right? Gemara says, Amar Abalaz, Amar Aroshia, the last line of Kuf Tetzvav Manala. Only have a blatant half to go. Kol Shatibula B'mashke, Tzorach Tetzilas Yadayim. We're going to come back to that real shortly. We'll come back to that shortly. Omar Papa, Shmamino Aichata, Sorich Lishkue Becharos Mishum Kappa. Rashi, Eretz Shebechazeret, Shatrap Shebechazeret, that's in the lettuce. Yeshbo Eretz are kind of a poison, Kederach HaPtalim, like onions somehow, very powerful, pungent taste. That's how Rashi looks. How's the rock? Learn those of the rock. Kirish Rak Tola. Ah, if that's the case, also Mr. Sheret, I'll show it all right. How do you worry about the bugs? Do all you guidelines? And yeah. How do you worry about the bugs? 1 second. Well, it doesn't say that. What could say it's powerful? You can't see it. It's microscopic. It's not a problem. He says, the chitema, the bodek, l'shemelo, yishlo, yishot kappa, kena maitra, charosos, kema, like a kappa. Look at this amazing tosis. And the tosis kappa. The shema, barov, yorokos, eindam kappa. The son of Shmuel Aruba, who Mishum Sakana, the Kappa, Hashin, and the Miyuta, the Tov Charos. Wow. But the Easter of Bugs is concerned to go down the road. Wow. According to the post of today, not just have a row of 51%. After the row with a beer chain of mutsu, it's less than 10%. Single digit mid. Could be a post mid. That doesn't go into details. But that's interesting. Is it some kind of internal strap of the chazaras, or some kind of a worm. Okay, whatever it may be. Something more advice. The Isaac died the flow to the school, the school, the teal is a dying lovely. Hello, Noga. The touch, you're the last distraction. Says the Gemara, no. Zilmal, all the Mamelach, the Sarah, the school, the cap of the rain, the cool all the charoses. You gotta put all of it in the charoses. Why? Because Mr. Brewer, you'd give up for those who have it. Kedela Hamid Eretz and Asoka to kill the poison. The Yesh Mekomo Shem Noagim the Shakeh Akulu Ala Betibu Mitzasa Pre-Kodesh. Why? Either because it's enough to kill the Eretz, because it's Zichri Hashas, Zeka Le Mitzvah Zeka Le Tafua. Or, if you look carefully in the Pre-Kodesh, it's a different shot. No more Kappa nowadays. Kappa disappeared. This danger of Kappa and lettuce no longer exists. Or they accept the Mar Zachia as some of the fumes, you know, that's to kill the cat, whatever that means. But the Zachia is only a Zachia, so you have to dip the entire Mar submerges into the Karot, so your hand doesn't actually get wet. If, however, what? It's only Zechel the what? The Mar Zachia is not Zachia. Zechel the Tapua, Zechel the Tid. It should be enough to do what? Tomorrow, but it's what? No. No, dip a little bit in. Well, guess what? The Makabe says, here in the Palace, V'yishke'enu kulo v'charoses. You gotta put all of it in the charoses. Why? Because the Mr. Brewer, you give up for those who have it? Kedei lahamit erish v'soko. It's still the poison. V'yesh mekomo sen noagim v'shakeha kulo ala v'tibu mitzvah. Pre-Kodesh. Why? Either because it's enough to kill the Eretz, because it's Zichri Hashas, Zeka le mitzvah zeka le tapua. Or, as you look carefully in the Tzichalish, it's a different shot. No more kappa nowadays. Kappa disappeared. This danger of kappa and lettuce no longer exists. Or they accepted the Mar Zachia as the son of the fumes, you're not to kill the kappa, whatever that means. I'll call part of the problem. If the Mechaber says Ishkenu Kulo, he holds the reason is what? Kappa. So why does he say here? This danger of Kappa of lettuce no longer exists. Or they can step to the Mars of the Chia, the son of the fume, you'll have to kill the Kappa, whatever that means. I'll call part of the problem. If the Mechaber says Ishkenu Kulo, he holds the reason is what? Kappa. So why does he say Tov the Becharos by the Torah? Because the Yerushalmi is the favorite, if it's red, they're master, there's no Kappa. What do you say? No, give me an answer. The answer is, the Mechaber is not sure. He's Machal like both Jesus. Maybe it's Bishop Kappa, and therefore it's Shkenu Kulo. Maybe it's to kill the bugs, and you can never put everything in. And maybe it's what? Come on. Lechel is Hapua. You gotta put it for the Korah, even though there's Nama there, even though there's Masa with it. That's the Mechaber not sure. The Mechaber almost closest to both Yerushalmi can find that. There are two sheets with different afkaminas, and the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch is worried about the gold there. He tells you to put it all into the Karos in case of the reason of Kappa, and he tells you to put the Korach in the Karos in case of the reason of Zechel and Tintel and Tapua. It's not so bad. Right? You with me? The Mechaber is called Shulchan Aruch on both ends. On both ends. Okay. Now, every Shulchan Aruch, I think, if it's the Mishnah Berurah version or the regular version, has two Perushim in common. By eight, anyone else? Shari Tshuva. And there it goes, correct? I stand for 3-3 out of top. Open the Shari Tshuva here. Unbelievable Shari Tshuva. He quotes a fantastic Shagatari. Unbelievable. The Shari Tshuva makes reference to it. But he quotes the Barich. I am the Shagat Aryeh Simen Kuf. Tim Lechol Kazayas is man dihika pesach midoraisa. Who was man azed rabbonon. Below Tama de Brocha. וכן בקריחה שעושה זכר למקדש הקהילו, אף על גב אין המבורך עליה, אולי אפילו הוכי, אין הפחוסה מכזי. Famous תשובה שגתרי. Where is this rush that he keeps talking about? Heaven turned to the rush, I'll show you inside where it is. Did you find it? Did you notice it when you learned this in the rush? It's right here on the page, Kuflam and Gimel, towards the bottom of the second column. And we'll see if you can find it first. Right, that's right. Right by the pay. The pay is a few lines in the bottom. See the little pay? Line above the pay. Bishim devarech al achilat maror sarach sheyochol kazayis. The ain achilat v'fochot mikazayis. The shakasayis is the poshim shot in the rushes that the only reason you require kazayis of maror, you're going to make a broch. The nusach ha-brochot al achilat maror. Achila requires a kazayas, and the merely have to eat a kazayas of maror. But if it would not be for the bracha, the impression conveyed by the rush, you would not require a kazayas of maror. What's the logic on? Give me logic. Rabbi, use your brain. Brain, no? Isn't it required to eat maror? Refer to Pesach, Matzah, whatever. The Mar is only, what should we say, tangential, accessory, whatever you want to call it. Let's say eat Mar. Never eat Mar. Never. So the Rosh implied that even if it wouldn't be for the bracha of Achilas Mar, you wouldn't have to have a Kazayis. Kazayis is Shir Achila. Doesn't say eat Mar. It's eat Matzah with Mar. So Mashu Mar is also with Mar. The brilliant idea that the Rosh seems to have come up with. The bracha makes you have to have an arachila tomorrow. The Korach wouldn't need to call that. That's the Shagatari's Tzvarim. But it's wrong. It's wrong. He proves that it's wrong. He proves that it's wrong. Because... Oh. You know what? Al mat tomorrow your flu doesn't say to eat mat either. Right? Your flu means pesa. So now you'll say, oh, but it also is there on Tov L'Matzah, right? Oh. So the Shagatari says if the Rosh were right, we could understand the pasuk of the Erev Tov L'Matzah to teach us that you have to have a Kazayas of Matzah. Worth not for what? Come on, help me out. Worth not for what? For the Erev Tov L'Matzah, you wouldn't need a Kazayas of Matzah. You have enough to have a Mashu to say this by Moro. Now that it says Erev Tov L'Matzah, it teaches us that you have a Kazayas Matzah. Says the Shagatari, but he wanted to say that. The Gemara in the last time, the Kuf Chav, gives two other explanations of what do you do with Be'er Tov L'Matzah even after you already have Matzah Ram Yochlu. One is with Man Azeh, famous Gemara. Matar is manazed the right to why. Bear tofu matas. Hakosav kaval tova. And the one that denied it is manazed the rabbonis. Well, this man abayin. Misho v'tkome v'derech v'cholka. And cannot be carbon pesach. Nevertheless, he is required to do what, Rabbi Osei, help out, to do what? To eat what? No, to eat matzah. Shrek Chakasarye, why does the Gemara say that you should have to have a kazayt? The Terence is, no, you wouldn't need a kazayt anyway. Mara also needs a kazayt. That's his right. Josh, look up the right. Look it up, now. Look up the right. Let's review the right one before you look it up. Right one more time. And take a look at Osios Machima. Look at the Gemara Kufka. Famous Gemara. Omar Rava. Third down the page. Kufka from it out. Matzah is man azed, the right to more of the Rabbonim. Umaish no more, the Siva Matzah is the Romeo, the Zmadi Gepesach, the Yeshmor, the Zmadi Gepesach, the Gemara. So Matzah Nami, the Siva Matzah is the Rorim. Answer the Gemara, famous Gemara. Matzah, me had their hodder make cry, repeat it elsewhere. That's what it say. Be'er of Tochul Matzah, right? Famous Gemara. Rabach HaBayakish. Kufa Pabarav. Matzah is man azed, the right to more of the Rabbana. Umaish no more, the Siva Matzah is the Romeo, the Zmadi Gepesach, the Yeshmor, the Zmadi Gepesach, the Gemara. So Matzah Nami, Yoksiva Matzah Mrorim, answer the Gemara, famous Gemara. Matzah, me had their hodder make cry, repeat it elsewhere. This is what it say, Be'erev Tochlu Matzah, right? Famous Gemara. Rabach HaBayakas says, no, the Rabbonim, I have Erev Tochlu Matzah, no, tell me Be'erev Tochlu Matzah. Fine. Shek Shakasarye, what do you mean? Say, Be'erev Tochlu Matzah teaches you, you need a Kazayim. But if it's only the Torah, the Matzah Mrorim, you'll flew, it's enough to have less than Kazayim. Like my Morav wanted a rush. That's a drive. No, slug it up. Slug it up,
yeah. If you're told to eat it nowadays,
then
you've got to eat
for a certain share. I'm trying to prepare. I'm trying to get to the other direction. I want to show why maybe you wouldn't eat it because that's more. And the Gemara's proof is no proof. The Shagatai's proof is no proof. But why the Gemara say you have to have Be'er of Tochlu Matzah to teach you another Kazayah, so the Matzah Mrorim don't need a Kazayah for tomorrow. So wouldn't he put a Matzah in that puzzle? Shlug it up! Nobody wants to shlug it up? I'll tell you how I think to shlug it up. Had it only been these two psukim. You're right. Where's the third puzzle? How's the third puzzle go? Exactly. Ba'aflu et ha-basar ba'layla ha-zeh tli eish u'matam. And then it is what? Al Mrorim Yochlu. So there, the expression for ochlu refers to what? Matzah directly. That's what Igor could give that there. Then up in now, when it comes to Marmi, you wouldn't need a kazayah. I don't think it's not fair, not so terrible. If the Rosh really meant it, the Rosh never meant it, never prepped it. But if he meant it, maybe we can explain it and we can knock off the proof that way. I'll call upon him, the Rosh did the kazayah no matter what the Shagatayah. I don't stand feeling. The rule called Itkish. Mor and Matzah in the same post are going to have a heckish one to the other. And the Shagatari thinks on a guided tour of the Seth of Sachem. On a guided tour of the Seth of Sachem, everywhere you find this kind of a heckish. No, Yulam Sachem is, Yulam Bekiah is, Harif is, Iyun. Where do you find in the Seth of Sachem a thing which applies to Matzah automatically applies to Mor? Automatically to the heckish because of Matzah and Mor, they're in the same place. Where do you find it? Yehudot Sachem. Where do you find that the dinner which applied to Matzah explicitly, the Gemara assumed to plot a Mara as well through a Hekesh. Where do you find it? Well, I'll give you a hint. You find Matzah is Hukash Lepesach, now you see, that's the Gemara not Kufkop by eating Matzah after Chatzot, because it doesn't say it's a Pesach, right? Pesach. How did the Gemara know? How did the Gemara know that Matzah should also be eaten before Chatzot? Why? How did the Gemara know that? Gemara Kufkop in the bay. Kufkaf and Bey, the last three narrow lines. Four narrow lines. We know. We just learned Kuf, Yud, Dalet, and Bey. We just learned the Gemara. Open up, please, the Kuf, Yud, Dalet, and Bey. We just learned it. Ochlan Demai. Ochlan Demai. Why is it so massive? The Tulsa says. Because it says, why was the mafia not Yosef it's Tevel? Because it says, Al Tochel Olav Chomet. Yosef Zeh, she's through a mission about Tochel Tevel. The Iskish Matzah Olav Chomet. But that's Matzah, we're talking about Morah. What's the answer of Otei Al-Torah Chayna with the Shagat Aryeh? Is the heck between one and one? Come on, no. Between Morah and Matzah. That's another case. Where else do you have it, says the Shagat Aryeh? Back in Apsadi. It's all the guided tour of the Shagat Aryeh. It's the guided tour of the Psalm. Back in Apsadi. The Gemara says, Sadi Amud Aleph. I don't see here what he means. Maybe it's a time. Are women chayim in Moro? Are women chayim? Are women chayim in Moro? Are women chayim? Some of the Muslims say, maybe they've got the wrong, maybe they won't die. Women are chayim in Moro, but chayim in Moro. Chayim in Moro, but chayim in Moro. Where? Not the death. Now turn to Lama Chet. Just give me his guided tour of the Masechta. Master Shani, you have to have Master Shani, the whole most of them. That's as far as Master is concerned. And the Gemara talks about more of Master Shani. I don't see it right in front of you right now. The Shagatari is to be believed. And the Gemara discusses it as well. Where is it? Here it is. It's on the Lama Tetz of the Bay. It's about more of Master Shani. We say what? Master the Rites of Mora, the Rabbana, you see, Clur. It's Tabra Master Mora, the Hekish. I'll call her Rashi Bukshu Yachad, the last Rashi before the mission, on the test of the day. You see, again, the Oshri. He gives you a guided tour of Shad, that there's a heckish of Matzah and Moro. So the same as Matzah and Kazayin, it's Moro and Kazayin too, against the Rosh. Against the Rosh. Okay. Now, Rabotai, we go back to, we start now a new topic. The Tilat Yodayim. Yes, sir. I agree. And look at him, I said that the Rosh Hashanah is dreamt it. Many of them said the Rosh Hashanah meant it. Shagatai attributed the whole thing to the Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah never had a column about it. The Tilat Yadayim are both sides. Wreck the Taz, famous Kasha. Ma Nishtano Halaylo Hazeh Mikol Halaylo. Why is this night different from all of the nights of the year? Shebecho Halaylo Minigah Olam Lismo Chashidah Satosvit. Right before to the end of the top toaster, it says, "Anan she'ena nutzis horah militamos atzmenu milechol ofim tmeim v'enu nutzrichim losa netila hamavorech harei the brachol of mavorech brachol levatala." Right, that's what we pass in all year long, like the sheet of the toaster. There's no need to have netila nowadays if you have a wet fruit. Why? Because we're all coming anyway. And don't ask me for past different stories. Kedusha, Machmer, Tavolei, and Bracha. I'm not against being Machmer. Being Machmer is a very nice thing. But still, the minigol is a to be maker. The Manishtan. The Manishtan. Why is it not different? That's a kasha. That's a kasha. Tafai and Gibbel should start developing the time. So the Mikroi comes with a beautiful, beautiful answer from the Nativ. The Nativ is introduction to the Haggadah says that the entire Haggadah, the entire state, there is one big Zeichel of Mikdash. Everything that God in the Seder is Zeichel of Mikdash. Not just the current, the whole Seder experience is a Zeichel of Mikdash. In the Mikdash of Ose, of course, when they were careful about Tumah V'Tahara, They had a little piece of celery, and they dip it in water. They have to, of course, wash their hands. So too, Rabotai, so too, Bisman Hazeh, to say there is a Zeichel HaMikdash, to say there is a Zeichel HaMikdash, and therefore we wash our hands, stop to that night, even though all year long we don't wash our hands. And so we explain the meaning of wearing a kittel. Where's the kittel? The kittel, where did that come from? The kittel is like a special beggar, it's a yuchel, like an ate the korbanos, it was a special beggar, he says, for the public somewhere. So that's Zeichel HaMikdash. The Seder is a very serious meal. You should just keep it around by the Seder, or baseball. The Seder is a Zeichel HaMikdash. The Kroy Kodesh, Simon Lamed Zayin. Where did that come from? The kittel is like a special beggar, it's a yuchel, like an ate the korbanos, it was a special beggar, he says, for the public somewhere. So that's Zeichel HaMikdash. The Seder is a very serious meal. You should just keep it around by the Seder, or baseball. The Seder is a Zeichel HaMikdash. The Kroy Kodesh, Simon Lamed Zayin. I'm not sure if we have a Mikroy Kodesh on my desk, I don't think so. If you look, you'll see it. And Simon Lamed Zayin, he says like this, he quotes the Chav Yaakov, for those other you have it in front of you, it's Sif Kotten Chav Ket. This will be from the previous one. Simon Chav Ayin Gimel, I guess. Sif Kotten Chav Ket, where the Chav Yaakov says that the reason for Urchat is a Hekel Echinovim. Daddy, you crazy? Why are we washing our hands out? It's not any matter now. What are you washing your hands for? We never heard of this all year long. That's the Chav Yaakov's trap. Heck of a sinov. And on this basis, Rabotai, even if you are in circumstances which would ordinarily not warrant the Tila Sidayim, even for the Machmir all year long. For example, you use a fork. Thank you. You use a fork, there's no need to have the tila tadayim for peiris. If you use a fork for bread, you still have to. If you use a fork for peiris, your hands never touch the water, there's no need of the tila tadayim. That's quoted Shulchan Aruch. Simon Lamites. Because the Chag Yaakov quotes in the Lech of Chavudas already. We call it Dibre Chavudas in Chulim. It's Echad Mishim Shashar Shinuyim She'osim B'leil Zeh Kidei She'yishalu. Whoa, hold on. One second. Patience. Now, if that's the case, Rabotai should come out. That even if you are using a fork, or if you're dipping your karpas in apple juice, not mine, but they perish, don't require ordinarily the tila. Why is it the tila? Because it's something you dip in one of the official mashkin. The official mashkin, the kabbalah, so how many official mashkin do we really have? Yeah, we have 7. We don't use blood. We don't use blood, Baruch Hashem. We don't use blood. And water, you do have to have a do is really water. Left is 4, the same 4 we discussed in Matzah Shia. What's the big 4? Milk, oil. Here comes the punchline. For those who have the Shulchan Aruch, the Bir Halacha, Tav Ayin Gimel is a very important. Wait a minute. No fine. Where's Tarfan? What happened to my... Yes. Oh! It says, Tarfan Gimel Tivav, Sibra, 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 So the Shulchan Aruch says, take less than Chazayin. See the Shulchan Aruch? You should have Shulchan Aruch in front of you. The Shulchan Aruch says, no, the other tzorach tim l'rishin, v'lo yavorach ala nesila, v'yikach me'akar v'tovot v'kazayin, v'metav lo v'chomet, v'mavorach v'or pri adam, etc. So the Bialach says, wait a minute, v'kan mash v'te zavash et tibula v'mashke, tzorach nesila afilu v'tovot v'kazayin, af ki v'pas gama kata v'machaber, v'yon ilas v'kazayin. V'zeh shalo k'mo shakasav v'sham v'mishna v'ruris v'kot v'chom, v'kvar ha'ayrot ha a rosy zot bat fata shnia vishule agilio. I don't know of any other place offhand in the Mishnah Berurah, six volumes, where he backed out from the side. But he writes the footnote on the bottom, like, you know, I changed my mind. I don't remember. If you look on his second edition, back over there, he says, he wrote in the period of Mishnah Berurah that less than the diet of a fruit dipped in water that certainly does not require a wash. Come on, help me out, Matila. And he writes down, but I'm against the parish of Tur. But the Hilchos Pesach, the Torah says two things. He says one, that Shulchan Aruch too, but it's the Torah even earlier. One, that Karpas less than Kazayin. Two, that Karpas requires an Atila. Two and two together, what do you get? That I'm wrong. So the Mishnah Berurah, the intellectual honesty. What can I do? But the Dyson, they don't know what I can do. That's what he writes. I gave something to the big fat Mishnah Berurah.
Yeah.
He's not coming for me. In the first part, Kuf, not here. Here he doesn't seem to make the reference. What does it say? Kuf what? Kuf? No, what do you say? Kuf Nun Ches. So Kuf Nun Ches and Mishnah Berurah. Here it is, big letters. Omna me'atur lo mashmakein u'bat lo taisin if they taisa or achava. Big, bold retraction. At the bottom of the Mishnah Berurah. Well, he's a tzaddik. He was wrong. Even though he thought he was right, he backed out. Look how big the letters are. The retraction is bigger than the print. Not like the New York Times. The other times there's all kinds of scant slander. Page one. And there's a retraction. It's small print of page 58, you know. Here he puts the retraction in bigger letters than the original thing. That's the Chofetz Chaim, though. Yeah. Here it is, big letters. Omna me'atur lo mashmakein u'bat lo daisim if they daisa or achava. Big, bold retraction. At the bottom of the Mishnah Berurah. Well, he decided. He was wrong. Even though he thought he was right, he backed out. Look how big the letters are. The retraction's bigger than the print. Not like the New York Times. The New York Times is all kinds of scant slander. Page one. And then the retraction is small print of page 58, you know. Here he puts the retraction in bigger letters than the original thing. That's the Chofetz Chaim, though. Yeah. Lanius Daisy, the Mr. Brewer's retraction is wrong. The original did it right. Lahastik is a tzaddik to make chorus, it says. Why? Because it is vars of the Chok Yaakov. The whole reason why we do the Netil Oyel on Pesach night is the head for the Tinokos. The same way, Rabotai. As you do it even though you're using a fork, and even though you're using the apple juice, the salad dressing, so too, the same way. That's because I have the Oyel on the Chavis and Kazai. I want to have a bigger lettuce to retract the retraction. I mean, not me, I can't retract this retraction. But up to me, I say, nearly, that his original statement is right. The face of this the Chiyo, yes. Not bad. Not bad. Very good. If the Mr. Brewer couldn't give his parents. Because the Mr. Brewer is a Mishnah Lamacher back there that he should adopt it, we should follow this book against our toast. So therefore, what kind of heck is that a heck? You always do. You always wash every day. You can't go for the heck of Zora. Good. Very good. Excellent. Yeah? Oh, that's a very good question. Whenever you have a heck of Tinokos, what's the answer? I'll ask you another question. Carbon, two heck of Tinokos, right? That's the Parish of Gemara. What's the answer? When you ask your father, why are you doing carbon? What's the answer? That's right. Maxwell House, I got it. Talk for Maxwell House. Yeah. So we'll come to that later. We'll come to that. You have a fantastic question. But we'll come to that too. Okay, I said, very good. All right. The Mr. Brewer, she taught us what gives us turn. All right, but it's before the Sheet has taught us anyway. And it could fit. Good point. A good point. Okay. Now the next question. How many people wash their hands for Everybody washes their hands? Or only the Balabayas washes their hands? So the Mekor HaKodesh is the lush of the Mordechai, the Mashma, that everybody washes their hands. Everybody washes their hands. Washes that. Mordechai says, wash it. But he makes a seer from the Rambam, and it's not that way. The Rambam. The Rambam at the very beginning of Perek Ches, those who have to take out a Rambam, he makes a seer from Lashon the Rambam, and it's not so. This is the Mekor HaKodesh speaking. And now he, and listen to the Radik and the Rambam. If you have a Rambam, look inside. Perek Ches, of the Sabbat to Mas, Halacha Aleph. Runs down, Seder, Asiyas, Mitzvot, Eilim, Bela, Chamisha, Osa, Kapus. It's the whole Seder Rambam. Bitchila Mos and Kos, Lechalecha, Viyachat, Viborach, Borach, Ragofen, Kiddush, Ma, and Tishosa. Vachakach, Viborach, Al, Nechilas, Yadayim, you hear? Vinotel Yoda. Umevi, and Shulchan Aruch, and Ma'amor, Viyarek, Acher, Umatzuch, Haroses, etc. Maskul, Viborach, Borach, Pri Adama, Velokeach, Yerek, Umetabalosa, the Haroses, Viyoko, Kazayis, who, Vachola, Mitsuba, Nimo, First of all, Rambam holds what? Kazayim, against the Shulchan Aruch. But the deal is as follows. When it comes to the, listen carefully, when it comes to the Karpat itself, Rambam's Medayik what? Ochel Kazayim, Tuva Cholam and Sulimimo, Kolechat and the Pachas Mikazayim. Each and every individual, slug it up. Slug it up. Based on what I read to you before. I'll read you again from the beginning of the Rambam. Say there are siyas mitzvahs eilu b'leil chamishos ha-kafu. V'tchila mos and kol sechol echad v'yachas. U'mevorach bor pri agofen v'omer olo kiddush ha-yom ha-zman l'shose. V'chakach mevorach ha-latilat ha-zayim v'lotu yodo. No, shlug it up, no. The same singular. L'shose. And later on it's considered that way. Everything's in singular. The whole parak is in singular. The Omer Lefi Chalach Lechayavim, the Omer Halil, the Chosin Baruch Hashem Golan. What is this? The Chakach Baruch Hanatila Tzedayim the second time, singular. Everyone agrees that's Chosin everybody. There's no rhyme for the singular. Aye, so why did the Rambam have to go out of his way to teach us that every individual has Karpat? That's the Chiddush. Because you might have thought Karpat is only a Hekel and Tinoko. It's not an intrinsic mitzvah like Matzah and Moran and Tilas and Diamond and everything else. The Kiddush and Arba curses. So you might have thought that what? What you might have, what might you have thought? No? Only one verse needs Karpah. That's what I'm going to go out of his way to tell you. That everybody eats Karpah. But ordinarily, when the Rambam employs a singular, it doesn't mean it's an exclusion of other people around the table. Everyone has to do it. The whole Deep Rambam is wrong. And it has to be wrong. It can't possibly be right. Why can't it be right? Yeah? Because it's not an intrinsic mitzvah like Matzah and Moran and Tilas and Diamond and everything else. The Kiddush and Arba curses. So you might have thought that what? What you might have, what might you have thought? No? Only one verse needs Karpah. That's what I'm going to go out of his way to tell you, that everybody eats Karpah. But ordinarily, when the Rambam employs a singular, it doesn't mean it's an exclusion of other people around the table. Everyone has to do it. The whole Deep Rambam is wrong. And it has to be wrong. It can't possibly be right. Why can't it be right? Yeah? Exactly. You make a bracha. Had your arms open, it's high for Luke Torah. It's only a hecker with no business. Say, what do you mean a bracha? You make a bracha on a hecker. If they had the lechem chamuda, said you wash the sea and that. And besides that, your arms you wash all year long. And look at bracha's spurred mouth. So the whole Torah is full. Let me cry, Torah is Torah. It is, or the grants, or whatever Torah is. It's incorrect to speak in the Rambam. For three reasons. What me name obey? Use a singular before and after. In front of everybody. Number two, we require you to make a bracha. And number three, we require you to wash all year. Like the Yeshua, so we're going to anchor it in. Four third. That part is four. Can I tell you? Not true. The Deacon and the Rambam is not true. Not true. Oh. However, although it's not true, Shana the Rambam. Not true, I repeat. Nevertheless, it could be true according to somebody else. Somebody else. And you can say it's false. The Rambam, the Shitoso, who requires Kazayas,
It's a maisa achila. Like you said before, all achilas, somebody said all achilas have to be a kazayit. True! The reason is mishum heker. But the rabbi always makes a distinction between the reason for the mitzvah and the definition of the mitzvah. It's always used to hack into our heads time and time again. The reason for the mitzvah and the definition of the mitzvah. The reason of the mitzvah is what? Heker. But the definition of the mitzvah is maisa achila. And therefore it requires a kazayit. And therefore, you have to definitely go into the Rambam have al the tefillah kazayit, because Yechayim you can resist have a kazayit tiyarek. But according to us, that we are megillah the shaila, and we, and even for machmirat on the tefillah kazayit all year long, as Yeshua suggested so beautifully. But even if you say that, but since we less kazayit tiyarek, and less kazayit tiyarek than Mishnah Berurah before he retracted in the big print, we think he's right before the retraction. So you don't have to have a concealed time eager within. So that would certainly be only a heker. So then one can argue that only the balabas has to wash his hands. That's what I do in my house. You know why? I'm trying to be a maker. I'm trying to save a half an hour. Or 10 minutes. You know, every 10 minutes you kill the beginning of the Seder, it's the body blow. You gotta get things moving, the kids are falling asleep. So if only I wash and everyone else sits around, I mean, it depends on people around the table. We've had Siddharth with 25 people around the table. And we have a very small kitchen. Get anybody in and out of that kitchen to watch the impossibility. I mean, we do it, but it takes a long time. You think I have a kiddush? The rabbi had a much bigger kiddush. I never heard it from the rabbi. I saw it in the Seder Aruch, of course, from Michal Shurka's notes. He calls his father. Unbelievable. He calls the Shiboli Aleket. I never heard about it. The Shiboli Aleket says, it's enough for what's only for the balabas to eat the carpet. Stands to reason, if it's only a heker, that's the balabas to eat it. And he has a deacon lush in the Rambam. And the Rambam says that the reason why everybody has to eat carpet is only because he requires kazayit. It's a beautiful, it's a classical ritzka deacon lush in the Rambam. This is the rub that is time and time again. It's such beautiful deacon. The Rambam's lush in is, v'yokho kazayit uvachol anasubim yimel, kol echad v'echad en okho pachos mikazayit. Eating himself. The rabbi is medayik, and the reason why everybody has to eat karpas is because everyone has to eat a kazayik. What does that mean? That means if the definition of the mitzvah is what? Kizachila. It's incumbent upon everybody. It's a kazayik. But if you would subscribe to the other notion, the definition of the mitzvah is heker, and that's how we follow, because we don't need a kazayik, then what else follows what? Do one person need it enough? The Shiboli Aleka. That's a fascinating vegan Lashon Rambam. The Rambam is coming to exclude that view. That view is a very legitimate view. If you don't need a kazayin, it's not a manashtana. Well, actually, that, I take it back. Not everybody, not all I can do before. We'll think so. Yeah.
What about the problem? What about the problem of having the rabbi's hashash going into effect tomorrow?
Very good question. Excellent.
And also, we don't mind using the rabbi's hashash for this type of thing, right? Everyone makes on the rabbi's
hashash. Where did the rabbi get the din of kazayin from? Where do you get it from? Kazayas, karpas. All right, we know that the Rav loves this, that it's maisa achila. Where do you get it from? Everything the Rav has a mocker. I want you to tell me where in Shas the Rav gets it in, the karpas has to have a kazayas. Tell me. I'll give you a hint. It's in the Sefer Pesach. It's an Arvid Pesach. The doctor just learned. Pretty good hint. Where do you see a Rav from the Gemara? The karpas requires the kazayit. So Yaakov, wake up. Come on, no, use your head. Shagatai used his head. He said it was better than your head. But he said, use it. You have to use yours. Anybody? Yeah? What? Oh. Rav Chisda. That's it. That's the Shagatai is right. Rav Chisda. What did Rav Chisda say? You make a broken boy free, Yaakov. And I'll see that tomorrow.
Huh?
Make a bracha of I'll see that tomorrow. Right? Well, it was better than your answer. But you can use it. You have to use yours. Anybody? Yeah? What? Oh. Rav Chisda. That's it. That's the Shagatai is right. Rav Chisda. What did Rav Chisda say? You make a broken boy free, Yadama, and I'll kill that tomorrow. Huh? Like a bracha of al achilas maror, right? What does the Gemara say? If a person has only one type of vegetable, it's a big problem. What do you do? A major problem. Right? What do you do? You have to go through loops to avoid the problem. What do you do? Well, either one, make the bracha at the beginning and make the bracha at the end. You know, look at the problem. Break the shagatari, you have a simple answer. Pavara, it's part of the truth. Assume that pavara, you need kazayin. Assumption, simple. Have less than kazayin right now of the lettuce. You only have lettuce now. Have less than kazayin of lettuce. Make a bracha bar for your adam. And then make a lachila smara later, like we always do. What a terrific idea. What about the rabun or rabchis, the gone bazoonies over here? How do you get out of this mess? You only have lettuce. You have no celery or anything of this nature. What's the problem? There's a lettuce. We didn't even have a rabchis shlaga. Shulchan Aruch got the idea of less than kazayim. Where do you get it from? Right? Pachas mikazayim. So look at in the bear, I go, oh, who said so? Pachas mikazayim. Host Kuf, who said so? Harosh. The Rosh, Rabotai. Where did Rosh say so? Let's take a look. Where did Rosh say Pachas mikazayim for kafir? Come on, everybody, turn, wake up. Look inside. No. Where's the Rosh of Pachas mikazayim for kafir? Where is it? Avo, where the pay is. The Yerukas are Rishona. Shemavarech alei and borei pradama ba'alma. Vein maskirin alei and machila. Ein tzorich mehem kazayim. Nu, you see the Rosh? Who left off? Nu, adirava, to the Shagat Aryan, this kapu saying. Rabbeisai. To have a gewaldige kasha. Why you have a selesa the kazayim for karpas? And then later on, you'll have the kazayim smarer, no? My idea that the Rosh is a shitasa. Now you figure out, somebody in this room, figure out, what do I mean, the Rosh is a shitasa? This Rosh is linked to another Rosh. To another Rosh, anybody? I'll give you a hint. It's in the same siman. Approximately 10 lines up. And we discussed it this year. So many hints, Rabbi. So many hints. Anybody? Pretty big hint. Exactly 10 lines up, as a matter of fact. How can you miss? I told you the answer is. No, Rabbi Sai. I'm disappointed. So, Yaakov. No? No. What's the ace of the Shagatai recommend? Have less than kazayin of lettuce, and less than kazayin can't fulfill the mitzvah of al-achilas smara, for sure not, as he assumes. So make a bar for your adama there, and then have the kazayin later on, b'shem after the matzah. You make a bar, you make an al-achilas smara. What's wrong? What could be bad? We made the Gemara already. No, but the Shagat Aryeh is something that you do after. You'll say the Rosh Hashitas the Yom. Oh, that's sharp. That's never had in mind. Akiva says that even if you have Shagat Aryeh, the Shagat Aryeh said you did a Kazayas of Mora for sure. But even he admitted that the Rosh himself didn't also the Kazayas of Mora. That's a deal, only for the Brahman. So if a person will have a Borei Pri Adama and a blessed Kazayin, the Lefi Arush Be'atmo, he went into the problem. You ready to fulfill the mitzvah tomorrow? Terrific. Much sharper than my parents. You know what Akiva says? Gevaldik. Do you know what he said? I told you before, the Shaka Zayas, remember when the assumption of body is certainly Kazayas and Marta Yotan of Mitzvah. But Akiva points out, we just got through saying half an hour ago, that even the Shaka Zayas requires Kazayas and Mitzvah, but according to the Rosh himself, you don't require that. That means he has a time against the Rosh. We thought the Rosh never meant it. But assuming they did mean it, then Akiva's right. Maybe. I write this down, so we forget. No, okay, that's your Kharib. Very good. But go by. Come on. But what did I have in mind? I'm not so sharp. I had something a little different in mind. No. No? About that, we had it took you. The Rush quotes here a phrase. The Rush quotes the phrase which is as follows. The Rush says, beautiful, beautiful phrase. The La'achar Shemilo Vile Kresa Mimenu Iviyena LeMitzvah. From that phrase, which the Rush employs as a special charote, we proved it wasn't me, I quoted it from somebody. Who did I quote it from? Was it Tzvar Shmuel? Who said it? I forgot, you look up in the notes. I quote it from somebody. Somebody said that the Rush holds that the problem of the Acha Shemile Kreso is not related to the Bracha, as the Ron says. The Ron said, you're going to make a kachucha. Once you already had a Kazayas with it for a Moro, now you're going to get Bracha on Moro. It's ridiculous. But the Ro